Okay, we're talking with former Holland Congressman Pete Hoekstra. When he left Washington in 2010, he was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. The man who replaced him, Mike Rogers of Brighton, is stepping down. Pete, you've kept a finger on the pulse of the committee and in Congress since you left Washington. Talk a little bit about the job and the challenges that Mike Rogers had to face over the last 4 years.
Well, I think the biggest challenge that Mike had to face was, you know, the very, very politicized environment in Washington, D.C. You know, you really try to operate the Intelligence Committee on a bipartisan basis, but there have been deep divisions between Republicans and Democrats. Mike's actually done a good job at passing or introducing and moving forward bipartisan legislation in the intel area. I think he's done a nice job.
Some of this NSA stuff sort of blew up on his watch, unfortunately for him, and it's a case of perhaps he's trying to watchdog over something that, let's just say, you really can't pin the blame on one administration or another.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, when I became chairman of the Intel Committee back in 2004, the NSA program was the first program that I was briefed on by the vice president. It was a gang of eight. Only a very limited number of members in the House and the Senate were aware of the program. And, you know, I signed off on it way back in 2004. Since that time, the scope of the program has expanded. I think it's helped keep America safe. The revelations by Edward Snowden brought that program to the forefront, I think mischaracterized the program. And yeah, Mike and the Intel Committee and the Intel community have had to deal with the fallout.
And we've talked about this before when you were representing the Lakeshore in Washington, Pete, about how the Intelligence Committee, when you came on board, let's just say it wasn't as high profile, but not so much because of you or because of Mike, but since then it has become one of the top committees in Washington because of the dangers this country has. Whoever replaces Mike Rogers has got a very tough task of trying to maintain vigilance over what a lot of people don't want to have brought out in the open.
That's exactly right. The that committee after 9/11 grew in prominence, you know, and it's only continued to be viewed as a very, very important committee, a plum assignment in Washington, really because it's viewed as being the tip of the spear to keep America safe. If you've got a great intel capability, you diminish the odds of a successful attack against the United States. You keep America safer. We've never promised that a great intel capability will keep America 100% safe, but clearly you improve the odds of keeping America safe, protecting its citizens and protecting its interests around the globe. And, you know, the bottom line, there's also been a number of movies out there that, you know, characterize and romanticize the work of what, you know, happens in our intelligence community. The bottom line, it's just a very, very hard, difficult job. Most of the time, it's mundane activities. It's hard work, and the people in that community, they're doing a great job to do what's necessary to give our policy the makers the insight that hopefully will result in good foreign policy.
It's a fine line, too, Pete, about the public's right to know about what their government is doing and not compromising the effectiveness of the intelligence community. That line has become finer and finer, and the net has become less and less evident as those, whoever's going to replace Mike Rogers on Intel, they're going to have to try to walk that line of making sure that the public is knowing what's going on, there's no abuses going on, but not compromising our security.
And that's really one of the things that gets called into question is, the American public has less and less confidence in Congress, the people serving in Congress. The job of the Intel Committee becomes so much more difficult because that is the line that you have to walk. There are certain things that you have to do in the intelligence business that absolutely need to be done but the American people can't know about them, because if the American people know about them, so will our enemy. And, the bottom line is the everyday word for the intelligence community is that it's the spy business. These are spies. We are tasked with going in and stealing information that gives us a clear insight into the plans and intentions of those that would do America harm. And, you're breaking other countries' laws when you do that. And what you need to do is make sure that as you're doing that, you're not breaking any American laws and you're protecting the civil liberties of the American people.
One final thing, Pete Hoekstra, and I'm going to steer this a little differently away from the intel community to talk a little bit about Mike Rogers and his decision not to run for re-election. John Dingell is not running for re-election. Of course, age and longevity is certainly factors on there. But other longtime lawmakers are stepping down from Congress, and you touched upon it in one of your earlier responses about the public's perception of lawmakers in Washington being very, very low. Are you concerned that we're not getting the best and brightest aspiring to serve their country as lawmakers because it has become now a fair game, and almost in this way society is now, you got to be perfect from day one and improve from there?
Yeah, no, I think the thing that I still continue to be excited about is, I continue to stay in contact with former colleagues and new members of the House and Senate. The quality of the people who are running for office, I think, continues to be very, very good. We've got great people who are still willing to step into what much of America considers a very, very dirty job. John Dingell, yes, John Dingell is leaving Congress. But John Dingell also has, 54, 56 years of service to the country. John's a great guy. I didn't agree with him much on policy, but a very quality guy. His wife is running for his seat, Debbie Dingell. She's a very qualified and talented person. Even though many people consider it a dirty and an ugly job, the great thing is there's still a lot of good people who are willing to put their name on the ballot, willing to go through the hard work of a campaign, and ultimately to represent their constituents in Washington. There's still a good crop of people out there, regardless of what the American people think.